Hey guys, this is Terry Latham calling in from out in Dripping Springs, Texas. If you were to look on the map, you'd see Austin, and just southwest of Austin, the small town of Dripping Springs. My wife and I have been a part of this fantastic company of ASEA for now just almost 6 years. Our anniversary comes up in November, but guys, what a ride it has been. We started off with just a liquid. When we first started, just a massive breakthrough. You know, breakthroughs create opportunities. Then we started with Renew 28 as we introduced that 5 years after its inception. Then we came out with the other skincare line. Then when last year, this past what here, a few months back, we just came out the Source. And then this coming convention, guys, we get to complete the ASEA VIA line. If you did not hear Ann Louise Gettleman on the In Touch call, I highly suggest you kind of, if you can find it, to listen to it. Ann Louise Gettleman has written 30 bestsellers out there in the nutrition. She's been labeled the first lady of nutrition. She is also, here's another quick thing for you to hear. She, when she starts talking about this ASEA VIA line, the complete line, she is over the moon excited. Guys, she said if it's possible to get as excited about this complete line as it is to be about Redox, that's where she is. But the complete cellular health messaging you're going to hear about is absolutely rocking the boat. Now, here's another thing. All of her books she's rewriting, and she's putting a chapter around ASEA. Think about that for a second. You start to hear, especially as we go through this call tonight, where are you in your business? Where are you when you're starting to talk to people? Because, guys, for the first time ever, what we do know that a company, for the first time ever, a company is ahead of science, where science is all talking about this fascinating world of redox signaling molecules, only one supplement on the planet, and we hold the international patent. Think about the magnitude of the opportunity that is bestowed upon us and the exciting times that are coming. I get to introduce tonight, and every Monday, we call it Monday Motivational. We're going to bring some individuals on who are either building a business, maybe having struggles and overcome it. They've had great success and done great things. But also, we get to hear from some people just getting this thing going right now and what they're starting to see. I have been brought to my attention, Dr. Benson, if y'all heard, y'all saw that what we sent out earlier from Triple Diamond Leland Duck. Everybody knows Leland for what he's doing out there. And Leland's brought him to my attention. I mean, really talking about what Dr. Eric Benson is doing out in the field, what he's been able to do and what he's doing today, and the excitement he's had upon himself. And Leland keeps talking about himself. And so what Leland and I talked today, and we decided this is the perfect time right before convention to bring him on. So I would like to bring Triple Diamond, Leland Duck, and give him the floor to introduce Dr. Eric Benson. Leland, are you there?
I am here, Terry. Thank you very much. It's my honor tonight to really introduce you to someone that's really become dear to my heart. A few months ago, a friend of mine, Rob Lukowski, we've been friends in the orthopedic business for years together out in Pennsylvania, Lancaster. Rob and I were in Washington and ran into Dr. Eric Benson and met him for the first time, shared this product with him. And lo and behold, he just, from the first time we showed it to him, he saw what the gel did the 3 times in 5 minutes. He was blown away by what he saw. And he took it home excited back to Grand Island, Nebraska, where he lives. And this last weekend, I was in Utah at the corporate office and then flew back. He had us fly in to Nebraska to meet some of his colleagues. And Rob Lukowski and I, we flew in to meet him there. We spent a couple of days meeting some of his colleagues. And then one afternoon, there was an event going on that he wanted us to attend, and we went to. And at that event, Dr. Benson was awarded the Chiropractor of the Year Award for the state of Nebraska, and there were like 300 chiropractors there to honor him. So that was just a great event, and I congratulated him with that tremendous honor. But, you know, it's what I really like about Dr. Benson is he's just a down-to-earth guy. He loves people. He cares for people. He's got a very tender heart. You can see it when you're around him. Just fun to be around, but, you know, he's very down-to-earth, and I love the fact that he saw this as something great, something that was missing in his practice, and he went back and started applying it. And so at this point, I don't want to take away from anything that he wants to talk about tonight, but I just tonight I want to introduce you to Dr. Eric Benson from Nebraska. And Dr. Benson, I really appreciate your friendship. The time that we spend together means a lot to me. Appreciate you coming down to Dallas for our regional meeting, meeting a lot of the team, and I know that was something that meant a lot to you. So I'm just going to turn it over to you tonight and let Terry interview you and ask you the questions that he wants, and I appreciate you coming on tonight.
My pleasure. And hi, everyone. I'm glad that you made it onto the call. I've listened to a few of these in the past 5 months. Well, Terry, what do you want to ask?
Hey, man. You know, I mean, look, you're an extremely enjoyable guy. There's a lot of things you bring to the table. Let's start off, share a little bit of your background and what brought you here and what you're starting to see. I mean, let's just kind of get into it. Who is it? Okay. Who is Dr. Eric Benson?
Who is this Dr. Eric Benson? Dr. Eric Benson is a little small town fellow that I grew up as a carpenter and building homes. And if you all remember, there was an era in the early 80s where interest rates hit 26% on homes, and that forced my wife and I, newly married, to go back to the dairy farm where she grew up, because that was where you could earn some dollars. And for almost 3 years, we farmed there, but felt, as much as I love the animals and I love the farm and having a row crop and raising hogs and cattle and milking, I won't say I enjoyed milking. If you ever want to know what a job is, guys, milking. Milking is 7 days a week. If you ever want to know about residual income, if we're talking about an industry with residual income, dairy farming is at the opposite spectrum of that. Because if you're not there, you don't get milk. We were pretty certain that we didn't want to stay in the dairy farming business. And it came about that many years before I'd had a chiropractic doctor of mine say, Eric, you should be a chiropractor. And in the process, we found ourselves in Chicago, two farm kids. We sold a tractor and our grain and our animals and bought a typewriter and moved to Chicago to study and talk about a cultural shift. But I graduated then in 1988 from then what was National College of Chiropractic. You'll know it now as the National University of Health Sciences. But I graduated with an extremely fun degree because this was a college that was known for, we were teased as the metapractors. The college was huge into research, and it's always been a passion in my heart to know why things work and not just to take it because somebody says that it works. Which then practicing now for 29 years this month, which is really fun, in a small town. We've got 50,000. We're the third largest town in Nebraska. It's been a fun community. It's where I grew up and did my schooling. And then here I am back to it, and I don't think I'd ever want to move. I'm married to Jeanette and have three grown kids, two of which are married, and one, my youngest daughter, says that she just doesn't know why the guys won't look at her because she knows how to cook really, really good. So anybody that knows great eligible bachelors, they need to be godly wealthy men, and that'll pass dad test. So here we end up at out in Washington, D.C., I'm the Nebraska ACA delegate to the American Chiropractic Association. So I've been going out to D.C. for the past dozen years, once or twice a year, lobbying and then attending these meetings. And I had walked out of a meeting where wordsmithing was getting a little bit intense, got a cup of coffee, came around the corner, and here's two guys in an empty exhibitor room standing in front of a booth with blue bottles. And I can distinctly remember Rob Lukowski said, if you've got a moment, would you hear what we've got to say? And I said, okay, what have you got? And that's all Leland needed. If I know him now, that's all Leland needs to to tell me about these molecules. In a nutshell, he did everything that Alan Noble would be so pleased to hear. He did 3 and 5. He did a little muscle balance, center of balance testing, which I have seen demonstrated at fairs, so that had no impact on me. Shortly thereafter, he said it's network marketed, which said, well, that's not on my list, because actually in college, my wife worked for a network marketing company, and I saw exactly what multi-level did to people. They made you buy a spot into a matrix, and you had to pay every month to keep your spot in the matrix. And as far as I was concerned, that's the biggest scam. I don't want to be part of one. But Leland said, but look at the product. Well, I think after that 3 and 5 and all of his fancy muscle testing, which I didn't put much credence to, he said, well, how flexible are you? And he had me put my arms behind my back, and wow, I could touch my arms. I hadn't done that in the longest time behind my back. But I knew the one thing that never would change, and I've been biohacking over the past year and a half with some really fun health transformations, losing 50 pounds, changing to a keto adaptive diet, exercising, and doing this thing we call nitric oxide exercising. And it involves, one of my exercises involves squats. I know how far I can squat. And he said, well, how far can you squat? And I dropped down and hit my bottom on the floor, and I stayed there, and I looked up at Leland, and I said, what wormhole have you sent me into? And from that moment, I have been studying these molecules avidly. And I'll tell you that they do everything that they say they do. We may not have exactly it figured out how they do what they do, but that isn't as concerning to me as I know that they're consistent in what they do. And what's in that little blue bottle isn't just salt water. There are trillions of activated little molecules. Because in college, I studied the Krebs cycle extensively. I didn't honor it as much then as I do now. But we just figured those extra little molecules that were kicked off as energy was being made in our body were just reabsorbed by the body, and they were waste. But as I've grown older, I've realized that everything in this universe, in my opinion, is not wasted. There's equal and opposite reactions. So in the creation of these little molecules, they're doing what they need to do, which has put me to where I'm at today, having a lot of fun telling people about this.
So Doc, when you...
I had to take a breath here. Yeah.
No, I just said, you stop it. So you're telling people about how are you doing this? I mean, what are you starting to see? What are you learning?
Okay. Farm boy here. This many years in practice, reputation with a networking company, which, by the way, if any of you ever have troubles with network marketing or somebody walks up to you, why don't you, okay, if you were drowning in the swimming pool, I could throw you a life raft. I could use one of those hooks. I could jump in the water myself. And all of those are good things, but why don't we just drain the water out of the swimming pool? When I first started this, I was kind of edgy. It's like, okay, what is it? Can I share this without somebody thinking, oh, he's one of those network marketers? But it came to grips here just within this last week. It was an epiphany. My wife came to me, and she had the same thought. She said, what if these guys are all a wild den of thieves, not to call you anything like that, Terry or Leland, but what if they are, and this is just one big hoax? And said, well, hon, you've seen the molecules work, so we know that's legit, and I've done all this research. I've been on PubMed. If you guys want to have a wormhole, start reading. I'm going to take a rabbit hole on your conversation there, Terry. The PubMed has lots of research articles, and you have to look at them to say, what are redox molecules doing in different reactions? But you won't see a SIA labeled as a name in most of those, because the researchers are literally taking mitochondria, separating them if they're actually doing something therapeutic, and they're transplanting their position to other areas and watching what the mitochondria's function do. But there's overloads of signaling molecule information in there. To tell you how hot this button is, in my continuing ed class, I just took 16 hours this last weekend over several days, and of the three speakers, two of them in their part of their lecture directly referred to pathways neurally and in weight management dealing with signaling molecules. I've not ever heard that mentioned, and I, of course, these aren't guys I've walked up and said, have you ever heard about signaling molecules? No, these are guys who are doing the research themselves. They're talking about the very thing we're talking about. But bringing it back to these stations on the mitochondria, we're seeing exactly how the body is meant to work, signaling. I could talk a long time. Most people say I'd get tired listening to Eric because he talks a lot real fast. But I'm excited about it. If you don't catch that, I'm excited about something that I keep seeing it reproduce itself. When I came to Jeanette and I said, okay, the product works. What about the network marketing part? We buy, and I hope it's not against the rules to say things about that, but we buy a turmeric product from a company called Synchro. We buy Bulletproof products from a company named Bulletproof, and they walk up to you and they say, you can buy it retail, you can buy it on a preferred customer auto ship. But then here, a couple weeks ago, I found Bulletproof on the grocery store shelf, and so they are obviously having business associates who they're selling it to for even less that are part of the picture. Well, what does ASEA do? We offer retail. We offer a preferred customer, no strings attached. We also offer a business associate. Everybody out there is using this, and nobody calls these other major grocery store chains by a bad name of network marketing or multi-level. They're just simply a distributor. So that really brought to focus that what we're doing is so mainstream, it's just those that would have a closed mind. So now I approach doctor friends who might take this, and I say that I'm so excited about a product. Here's how you get it. You can get it just those three ways. And at the end of that point, they don't say anything. They just go, well, tell me about the product. You've pulled the plug and drained the water out of the swimming pool, is what I'm telling you, Terry. You eliminate the water at the very beginning. And then we move simply into it, and believe it or not, I love the 7-minute quick draw. I tell them, this is so simple, and it's so funny, just watch it. And they get to the end of it, and they go, that's where those molecules go. Because every doctor has studied the Krebs cycle so many times, they know it. And it's like light bulb. And then you show them the ASEA 13-minute tool, and they say, wow, that's how it plugs in, and they have a product that does that. And from that point, usually, it's just, how do I get it, and how do I set it up? And I learned from Leland this weekend that most of us will ask too small. He breaks out his laminated product chart on the enrollment form and points to the top right and says, this is the entrepreneur pack. It's the best deal on the page. And a lot of people come in there because it sets the way for other people to move. He says, and there's other ways down below here that you can consider. Well, that made an impact on me because he used the same thing on me in D.C. I went home and 5 days later signed up with that because I thought, if I'm going to do this, I'm all in. The trouble was that a week later, I didn't have any product left. I was looking for more product. We, as professionals, if we get it, we get it, but don't push us. So if you're thinking that you can run out tomorrow to your favorite doctor and walk in and instantly have authority, we want to think it. So give us the tool that describes it properly and pull the water out of the swimming pool. It's different with the patients. Do you want to know how I do it? I mean, I don't know how many healthcare providers are on the line, but when I talk to my patients, that's entirely different. Do you want to know about that?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay. When I talk to patients, I'm in practice for 30 years. We don't advertise. It's all word of mouth. Everybody tells everybody, and it's a referral process. All I have to do is get out of the way of myself so that as many people as want to see me can see me. I use that same motto with this. I could never force someone who doesn't want to see me to come and see me. So rather than forcing anyone to adapt or adopt to this new supplement, when I speak to a patient in my office, it amounts to this. You have a condition that I think would respond well with a new supplement that I've been using. It's $5 a day if you go the basic way. If you would be willing to try it, it can't hurt you. It can only help you, and I'd like you to try it for 4 months. If you'd like information on it, just say to Chris, I need the information. And Chris is my front receptionist. They walk out. Chris has the information. She confirms their email address and their cell phone, and we use the tool. As soon as they're out, they get an email or a text directly with the two links to the same two that I give to the MDs or the DCs that I talk to. They get the tool because I've learned that if they don't like the tool and they don't like the information, I don't need to push them. I will, though, follow up because I've learned that the key is in the follow-up. But the follow-up doesn't have to be hard push. It just needs to be, what questions do you have after you've watched the video? That's usually the next time I see them, or about a week and a half after I have sent the text or email. No pressure, no force. And most in this world, guys, are not wanting to look at what we offer them. But I would guess that a good 60% flat out don't have time to open it. And they're too embarrassed to approach us and say, I didn't have the time to look at it. So they leave, they're just quiet. When you call them up or when you ask them, what did you think of it? They go, I haven't. And I said, you're like me. You haven't had time. I so get it. You want me to put that on the top of your awareness? I'll just simply text you a hi. I don't send them the stuff again. I just go hi. And that's all it is. And it brings to the top. The next time they walk in, they go, that's neat. I want that stuff. And I said, talk to Chris. They take their credit card information down. And typically, one of either Chris or Adriana, the only two staff members I have, will say, Dr. Normal recommends this because if you don't order this, you're going to be asking for it next time. And it's usually some form of combo. And then they'll say, but is your wife or husband going to be on this? And they'll say, yeah. Well, then you'd be better to move. And I know this, you're probably not thinking of going into the business for this, but you'd be better to go up to the business pack. Because it has more in it, your first auto shifts may not be as big, but trust me, you'll be wanting more product. And they do. And that's where they place the order. And we have some who go, I can't afford that yet, but I'd like it. And they say, when do you think you could afford it? Well, my Medicare or my Social Security, or I get my paycheck and I'll have enough on the 29th. We just had one do that today. We take their information down and say, when we come to that day, we're going to confirm with you that this is the direction you want to go. We're not going to do this without your permission. And usually they're then asking us, have you sent it in yet? We said, no, I'll send it in now. I got some. And it's in. So it's very low key. I don't put a lot of pressure on the patients. I allow the product to speak for itself. And slowly now, I've only been doing this for 5 months. This is like still pretty new to me. You laugh, but I mean, it is taking on a vision of its own. I set out and I said before convention, I want to have 100 people getting help from this. Well, I have, I'm at 90 right now. And I have some spouses switched in there, but have a vision, everyone, have a vision, write it down and know it clearly. My vision for my chiropractic clinic from the beginning to help as many people as much as they can, as much as they need to experience life to the fullest, that they can experience plenty and that those that are around them can experience plenty and enjoy life too. Have a vision so big that it doesn't have a measure on the number of people. I don't think about how many came in today and what did that make for me. I think how many people, because what my driving force behind me is, and hear this with all of the right heart, I take as much time as I need with every patient to assure that they have exactly what they need. But to the best of my ability, I don't talk about anything that's not about them or their condition or what's there, because if I do, someone else that needs what I have to offer may miss it and lose out on the opportunity to have that fullness of life, and those around them will suffer because of that. And I liken it to running through a burning building, pounding on every door that I can, and I'm not going to sit at somebody's door and ask them how their bridge club is doing or how was fishing last week. I am on task, and I somewhat feel that same thing with this. what if Denise, and I'm going to say some names and I'm going to use incognito, but what if Denise, the woman who had a stroke 14 years ago, who's been in my office with some really interesting conditions, the typical paralyzed arm that's up against her body, what if I didn't take that, I was talking sports, and I didn't say to her, I have a supplement I'd like you to try because I think it'll help your condition. Last Monday, she lay down on my table on her back as she normally did, and I can typically use her arm, her left arm crosses her chest and her fingers are gnarled, and I can use it like a suitcase handle to gently lower her down on the table. I laid down and her arm came up to almost 90 degrees away from her body, her forearm, and as I held her hand, her fingers uncurled, and typically they're claws, and I said, Denise, and she smiled at me. She said, I know, and look, and she moved her arm down to her side and she lifted it up. I'm not joking. This is nothing in my world of clinical expectations. This is so far beyond. She just goes, this, and she also, by the way, used her left arm to pull herself over to the center of the table. I'm doing that as I'm talking. I'm using my armrest. I'm pulling. She has function. I have no clue how it works, except the cells of her body know exactly what need to happen. If I were pushing the grocery cart into my store, and I had pebbles in the way, and those pebbles got into the grocery cart wheel, I wouldn't get a battering ram and shove the cart forward. All I have to do is reach down and tap the stone over. And when we put signaling molecules into people's bodies, I don't care how the body chooses to tap the stone out of the way, something's happening. And at the cellular level, things are changing in ways that we cannot predict. So, oh man, cuts. Leland showed me the picture of the horse that was originally there and then the wound that changed so dramatically. Lesions that one would never expect, poison ivy conditions of, I'm not stepping on stones by talking about plants, am I?
I'm
not going to diagnose them, but skin things, skin difficulties that, and it's tough as a doc because we tend to always, I mean, I'm speaking with her, but as a layperson, I would say if it is cellular, use a SIA. If your eyes are made of cells, use a SIA. If your mouth is made of cells, use a SIA. If your body is made of cells, use a SIA. It's a fascinating product, and I believe with all my heart that at some moment when a researcher develops a project, and I've already got in my mind, I'm already tracking with the college, and as soon as I can talk with the guys in Salt Lake and demonstrate this, I've got resident studies that I would like to put in the college, taking true medical conditions with the ability to say, this was the study, I want to do it all the ways we do it, double blind, crossover, placebo, and show that signaling molecules in this isolated product form do something, because somebody has to bridge the gap from the nebulous PubMed articles to a product. And once that happens, researchers love to prove somebody wrong. So all of a sudden we'll see other research facilities with their own grant money challenging the claim that if this product did this, and guess what I think they'll find? It's doing exactly what we say it says it does. And from that point on, if you're not on the bus, you're not on the bus. I want to be driving a bus. As a matter of fact, I'd like to be the headquarters focusing the buses so that this helps as many people as it possibly can to experience life to the fullest, so that those around them can experience life to the fullest. And that's why I'm talking to you tonight. I hope I haven't blown this talk away with a lot of familiar words. I hope you catch my heart. But this is real, and if you're not there, and if you're not at convention, and if you don't have a ticket, people might yell that it's hype, but what you're going to get there is research. You're going to hear what's happening, and you don't have to live on excitement. You can live on excitement for a moment, but you can live on facts, solid. And it doesn't matter what somebody thinks. You can just simply say, it's fact, Jack.
Wait, I got to tell you, Doc. This is great, man. I mean, the way you present this stuff in a calmness. I mean, this is truly fantastic stuff. But in closing, because we're at the bottom of the hour,
on your perspective from where you were just 5 months ago, I mean, is this as big as we think it is, or is it bigger? I mean, where does this go from here?
You have no clue. If every cell in the human body is related to signaling molecules, I haven't even started. I've got plants on our front. We got a garden that's huge. I can hardly wait to see what happens in the horticulture industry. I can hardly wait to see what it does in the bacterial world, because what if the bacteria that we think are bad are actually good, and they're bad because they're not getting the right signaling? Let that blow through your mind for a while. What if we're pulling weeds and killing things that we actually need, that they're part of our biome, are part of our body, and we're killing the very things? What if free radicals aren't what we think they are? And when we send signaling molecules to affect free radicals, that the free radicals are actually switching on and off mechanisms in our body, that if we kill them blatantly, indiscriminately, we're hurting ourselves. What if these signaling molecules, in their innate, intense ability to know what has to be done, turn on switches that we need? It's so huge, Terry. I have practicing after 30 years, I have all the money I need. God has blessed beyond my wildest imagination. But in my next, and I'll say this out, I'm 57. In my next 45 years, I want to have an impact that when we go, there's a stadium of people not praising me, but singing the praises that the human body is an amazing thing if we give it the right opportunity and the right chance to function. That kind of, that's what I feel, and that's the driver. Don't let the money drive you. Let the fact of helping people and loving them to bring them to that point and help as many people as you possibly can.
Doc, this is great. Now, Leland was correct. I should have done this. I know he's over there going, I told you so. I should have done this a month or two ago. But Dr. Benson, hey, no joke. Thanks for taking the time. You bring a lot of knowledge to the table. And also, like I said, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun at the last conference. And just to capitalize on what you said, guys, make sure you're at convention and get this call out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. This was truly, truly fantastic. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day, Dr. Benson, and look forward to seeing you here pretty quick. Thanks.
Anytime, Terry. See you next month.
You bet.